Part 2. Ask an Investor. The Power of Investing. As stated previously, the three major asset classes are business, real estate, and paper assets. One of the reasons so many people achieve poor investment results is that most people invest in only one asset class. Power investing requires that the investor invest in two and preferably three asset classes. In the world today, other than a personal residence or a vacation home, most people invest primarily in paper assets such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or cash and certificates of deposit. Why? Again, the answer goes back to the word easy. Paper assets are popular because they are easy to get into and easy to get out of. Also, when compared to business or real estate investments, paper assets require very little management skills on the part of the investor. When you drive, your car has a steering wheel to give you control. When investing in paper assets, investors often give up control over the investment and often turn control over to total strangers they hope are better drivers than they are. Giving up control is very risky, yet it is often best they give up control if they do not know how to drive. For a professional investor, a major drawback of paper assets is that the investor, by not being active in management, gives up business control over the asset. For example, as a minor shareholder of Microsoft, it would be difficult for me to call Bill Gates up and tell him he is spending too much money or that I want a greater return on my investment. In my own businesses and in my real estate holdings, I can do that. I have control over how much money I can make, my expenses, taxes, and what to do with my earnings. Another control given up with paper assets is that the investor has very limited tax advantages, if any. One of the best reasons to own a business or invest in real estate is that the tax department loves you. In my opinion, businesses and real estate are far better investments for people with the skills to manage them. Without management skills, control is difficult. Obviously, if a person lacks the skills to manage a business or real estate, these two investment classes can be nightmares. If you cannot drive, driving a car can be dangerous to your health. If businesses and real estate have far more advantages, why then do so many more people invest in paper assets and give up so much control? In my opinion, the answer is again found in the word easy. For millions of people, it is easier to turn over control of their money than to learn how to drive their money. That is why millions of investors have their portfolios filled with mutual funds without any idea of who is driving the fund. For many busy people, investing in mutual funds is easier so they can keep working hard rather than learning how to drive financially. Rich Dad used to say, "Buying stocks is like dating. You go to a dinner and a movie, and if you do not get along, you shake hands at the door and you don't go out again. Buying real estate is like getting married. Before getting married, first there is generally a lot of dating, personally looking at as many properties as possible. Then, after you find the property of your dreams, there is a big wedding day ceremony at the bank, and then you settle down and see what happens. If you and your property do not get along, and the marriage becomes a nightmare, getting divorced can be a tedious and stressful transaction." When it comes to a business, Rich Dad said, "Building or owning a business is by far the most rewarding, but also the most stressful of all the three assets. If investing in paper assets is like dating, and acquiring real estate is like getting married, then investing in a business is like being married with kids." When I returned from Vietnam in 1973, Rich Dad insisted I learn how to sell, to build businesses, and learn to invest in real estate. He said, "If you want to be rich and be a great investor, you need to see the world through the eyes of a business owner and an investor, not as a worker who works for a business." Not really understanding what he meant, I asked, "If I'm investing in real estate, why would I need to see the investment through the eyes of a business owner?" Smiling, he said, "A farmer may be willing to pay $10,000 for a piece of land. If he pays more than that, his business will suffer because his vegetable business is not profitable enough to buy the land. In other words, if the farmer pays more than $10,000 for the land may be more valuable than the business, and the farmer's business could not afford to pay for the land." "But a real estate developer could afford to pay more for the same piece of land," I said, understanding where Rich Dad was going with this lesson. "Real estate is only as valuable as the business." Rich Dad continued with the lesson. "A real estate developer may be willing to pay $100,000 for the same piece of land that the farmer was only willing to pay $10,000 for. The land is more valuable because the business the developer is in is more profitable. The developer sees the same piece of real estate through a different set of eyes."